$5 Bin Podcast with Mark and Rick.
And now with a splash of Brian.
Hello, Cinemaniacs, and welcome to the $5 Bin Podcast. This is one of our mini episodes. I'm your host, Mark Dittleman, and with me are my co-hosts, Rick Maxson.
Hello.
Good evening, Rick. And Brian, who's back again.
I'm back.
Hello, Brian.
Brian,
welcome back.
I missed you.
Oh, I missed you, Brian. Gentlemen, as well.
We had a fun Josh Demolakis.
We did. We had a fun guest. After he left, Rick did CGI add you into one of our movie cave chairs. And made you into a talking raptor.
Oh, isn't that
nice?
It's like in Jurassic Park 3.
Exactly.
When Alan Grant's asleep and the raptor just says, Alan.
I forgot about that.
Oh, my God.
I had a talking raptor and William H. Macy.
Yeah.
That's quite the combo
for a
movie.
It spells a win.
Yeah. Brian, you saw the most recent Jurassic
World.
I feel like at some point... I don't know. Are we getting dinosaur fatigue? And I know they brought Jeff Goldblum back, but do you feel like a bringing back Sam Neill move is what's warranted at some point?
I think what's warranted
back up
for Jurassic World 3 is they need to make a flat-out, full-blown Dino Riders movie.
Oh.
You remember Dino Riders?
What about Dinosaucers?
Oh.
Remember that? Where they were alien dinosaurs and some were good and
some
were bad.
Only if it's a crossover with Cowboys versus Aliens.
What if we have Earl Sinclair,
the
dinosaur?
I was just
going to
say, can we just do a dinosaurs, like, comedy crossover?
The baby, not the mama.
Yes.
That movie would make no sense. Much
no.
like the movie we did a Fuller revisit of this week. Hudson Hawk.
I don't even know what the title means.
We found out during the movie that a cold breeze is sometimes referred to as a hawk. And Bruce Willis's character, Eddie Hawkins, grew up in Hoboken, New Jersey on the Hudson River.
So oh,
they called
so it's a breeze off
Hudson
of the river.
Hawk. That was one of the things we learned in this movie.
It stuck with me.
It stuck with you. Of anything, the song stuck with me because the iconic song in the movie is Would You Like to Swing on a Star? And it's been stuck in my head for...
Wasn't that the theme song for
Out of This World? Yeah.
I have already forgotten it.
The song?
You just sang it.
Stuck
I,
like
nope, it's gone again.
Well, Brian, since you haven't been here, you weren't here for the full reviews, had you ever seen Hudson Hawk?
Nope.
Okay.
I say we describe it to him and see what he thinks.
Okay, I'll describe it to him and then I'll give you my quick opinion of it. Well, where do we even start? I don't know. It's about a master cat burglar who gets out of jail and all he wants to do is have a cappuccino. But they keep frustrating his want the entire movie where the CIA, which contains a gang called the Candy Bar Gang,
part of the CIA?
They're part of the new CIA ran by James Coburn.
There's a new CIA.
Yep. James Coburn calls it the MTV generation of the CIA. And his operatives are Snickers, Kit Kat, Butterfinger, and Almond Joy.
Okay. Are they anthropomorphic candy bars?
No, they just have code names.
Oh.
And they are.
This movie's getting less interesting than what's in my mind.
That would be a much better movie.
They're holding their candy bars the whole time, too.
Really?
Yeah. So we got the new CIA.
They're holding their candy
bars? Well, when you first meet them, they have their candy bars.
Do they
really?
So we have
the new CIA.
I forgot that part.
So if Kit Kat gets hungry, does he then become Slim Jim next time he goes to a 7-Eleven?
Is
it just whatever you're holding?
Oh, that's not bad. That's how you change your, like, code
name. You're going into witness protection. Go down to the grocery aisle.
Oh, they only have Zagnut bars now.
So they
got the CIA. You also have the New York's third largest crime family, the Mario Brothers.
Oh.
Because there's many Nintendo
Luigi.
References throughout this movie.
Was
and by the way,
Waluigi in there?
Waluigi is not there, but one of the Mario Brothers is played by Frank Stallone.
Oh.
So that's fun.
I didn't guess it.
And then we have this couple called the Mayflowers, played by Richard E. Grant and Sandra Bernhard.
Oh, that was miserable
all
casting.
All three of them are trying to make him steal stuff throughout the movie, stuff designed by Leonardo da Vinci.
So does he ever get his cappuccino?
Well, hold on. We don't want to spoil the ending yet. And his partner in crime is a singing Danny Aiello.
And actually, a very good singing Danny Aiello.
Well, one of the weird things we learn about Hudson Hawk is that he knows the length of every single song. So when they need to time a heist, they pick a song that they will use as the length of time, and they blatantly sing out loud the song, regardless of any guards. They'll just sing out in the middle of the museum and throw in cartoon violence the whole time in a rated R movie. And plus, there is Andy McDowell plays a nun who works for the secret Vatican group, also trying to get the Da Vinci things. And she talks to the cardinal via Christ statues that light up like a walkie-talkie.
You have me more intrigued to see this movie than I've ever been.
Yes.
Which, I mean, I never was intrigued in the slightest.
Yeah.
And now it's just...
Well, I'll give you my opinion from it. So this was, I had mentioned in the full reviews that this was a unique one because this was one that I memorably as a child did not like.
Yep.
I did not like this movie, but now watching it, and I only watched it once, watching it so many years later, you realize the movie's really dumb, but it's fun. It's fun because it's so ridiculous.
Yeah, I remember seeing it, I think, college age.
Rick saw it college age.
And I remember saying, yeah, it's not too bad. And then watching it again, it still gets the, that's not too bad, but I just dislike Sandra Bernhard.
Yeah, she's pretty annoying.
She was so annoying. Besides that,
but I do recommend you check it out at least once, Brian.
Okay.
To see how wacky it is. Now, to get in some fun facts about the movie.
I love fun facts. Can you tell me more?
I will. Tell him more, tell him more. I'm going to do it.
What is... But wait, does he get the cappuccino?
He gets the cappuccino.
Oh, thank God.
After he saves the world, he finally gets a cappuccino.
He didn't really save the world.
And then did a CIA agent named Biscotti come help him out?
Oh, they were in Italy. They were at the end. So if you recall, Rick, I don't know if you remember this, but when the Mayflowers kidnap Hudson Hawk and they put like this weird handcuff on them that kind of look like a Simon.
Yeah.
Like the game. It made tones. The tones that the handcuffs make are the same tones used in the movies Our Man Flint and In Like Flint for the telephones, which are movies that James Coburn appeared in as the famous.
So there was one part.
Secret agent Derek
in
Flint.
This. Actually, so here's one of the fun facts. I'm not reading your fun facts.
No,
here's the fun fact that I found out.
I'm hiding them.
You know that the handcuffs, those electronic
the thumb cuffs that they had?
No, the electronic handcuffs that he had.
Yeah. That's the ones I'm talking about here. They made the tones as
right.
those movies.
No. Here's the thing. Also in Austin Powers.
Yeah, because Austin Powers was heavily influenced by In Like Flint.
Yes.
There's even a... In one of the movies, he's watching one of those movies, and he goes, it's my favorite movie, baby.
Yes, so yeah. That's...
It's got the style, because it's super 60s,
yeah,
like...
That sound is in...
Shag carpeting.
It's in Austin Powers, too.
Not surprisingly, the first and final foray into screenwriting by Bruce Willis.
Wait, he wrote this movie?
He co-wrote it.
No, that's what I was saying.
With guy named Robert Kraft.
Before
was the owner of the Patriots?
No. So before we started recording the podcast, I was saying literally this was because Bruce Willis was such a big draw.
Yeah,
he just did
Die Hard and Die Hard 2 and Look Who's Talking 1 and 2.
He was like, I'm untouchable.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
The movie just...
No,
the
studio was like, here's money, do what you want. And that's what they ended
up
with.
So it was his last action hero in some ways.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which
I think so.
I need to rewatch that one.
Yeah, we should do that one. So, Rick, you remember when when Hudson first talks to the Mario Brothers and they tell him of the job that they want him to pull off, and he says, directions even your brother can understand, to co-star Frank Stallone.
Yes.
So in the script, this is a direct jab to the character's brother, Anthony Mario, but it doubles as an off-screen jab to his real-life brother, Sylvester Stallone. So he was kind of like, instructions even your brother could not... Because if you recall, they were all Planet Hollywood owners together.
Yeah.
Arnold Sly and Bruce Willis.
Were they owners yet when this came out?
I don't know.
I don't think Planet Hollywood did it exist in 1988?
I don't know.
Or 89, whatever
Planet
it was.
Hollywood.
This came out in
91.
Oh my God, that late?
In the bar scene, Hudson Hawk talks about reindeer goat cheese pizza, which he also brings up in the other 1991 movie he was in, The Last Boy Scout.
That's interesting.
That's weird. Remember that movie with him and Damon Wayans?
Yeah.
It was kind of like a mismatch buddy movie.
Update. Planet Hollywood was launched in New York City on October 22nd, 1991.
Oh, see?
Wow.
So just got into business.
Taking care of business.
This goes in the category of no kidding. There were frequent onset script rewrites as a result of Bruce Willis throwing ideas around.
Oh, that makes sense to me. Hey, guys, you know what would be funny? Is if picture of Jesus lit up when we talked to her.
Yeah.
The best part is I'm Googling the movie right now.
Yeah.
And as Rick said that, I'm looking at the poster, and it looks like Bruce Willis is just saying, hey, guys, you know what would be funny?
Yeah. He's got five earrings in his left ear, and he wears a giant trench coat and a giant hat. And that's like his outfit.
And he's just like, hey, guys.
Yeah. Isabella Rossellini was originally cast as Anna Bagarli. And when the movie was delayed because of scheduling issues, the part was recast.
To Andy McDowell?
Yeah.
So who's and what was that person?
Isabella Rossellini.
Yeah, who's that?
You don't know who that is?
No. It's I don't know everybody's name.
It's on Ross's free pass list.
From the television program Friends.
I still don't know who that is.
Ross is played by David Schwimmer.
I know who that is.
Oh, here's a weird little thing we didn't notice, Rick. When checking out of prison, the clerk places Hudson Hawk's jacket over a drawing of Leonardo da Vinci's Mona Lisa. So it shows up at the beginning and then it shows up later.
I thought you were going to say Leonardo DiCaprio. Yeah. I was like, he was like 10 at the time.
We learned at the movie, because the movie starts off like Princess Bride, and we see Leonardo da Vinci create a gold making machine.
The worst casted Leonardo da Vinci ever.
And we learned that Mona Lisa had a closed mouth smile because she had really bad teeth.
Oh.
Of course. Despite the late hours of filming, as well as the odd location for the Brooklyn Bridge chase sequence, hundreds of New Yorkers strolled the Brooklyn Bridge's walkway in order to get a glimpse of the action star, Bruce Willis. The actor later appeared on the local news to thank New Yorkers for their interest, cooperation, and above all, patience. So he went on the news and was like, thanks for making me make this strange movie.
That sounds dumb.
Thank you for your patience.
Thank you.
Especially
for
the ones at the hospital.
Oh, so here we go. So this is one of the things that I feel like as a kid, I was expecting a different tone. And this is exactly why. Although the film is a comedy, it was marketed as an action film due to the presence of Bruce Willis and the following success of Die Hard 2 the year before, 1990. So when I was a kid, I went into thinking this was going to be a straight action movie.
Well, that makes sense why you didn't like it, because
really
it was totally different.
It as a kid. Yep.
If you're like, hey, I'm going to expect Yippee-ki-yay.
Did I get, guess he's not going to the hat convention in July.
That's a good line.
That's the line when he cuts off the butler's head. Guess he's not going to the hat convention in July.
You should have made that a game so that I would guess what the context was.
Guess the tagline.
Oh, maybe, that would be good.
Maybe I can figure that out for later as the episode goes.
That would be pretty awesome.
Nintendo humor abounds in this movie. New Jersey's third largest crime family is known as the Mario Brothers. Additionally, Hudson Hawk has been in prison so long, he does not know what a Nintendo is.
Yet, they made a Nintendo game.
Did they?
What?
I'm watching some footage of it on YouTube right now.
I'd like
to play it. Is it better than E.T.?
I mean, it looks like just a standard side-scrolling.
I think
he's throwing a coin at people.
Is it a cappuccino?
Like he's bouncing like a coin.
A cappuccino saucer.
Robert Kraft, the co-screenwriter of the film, was a singer-songwriter and a personal friend of Bruce Willis. He co-produced and wrote a few tracks featured on the soundtrack album, including The Hawk Swing.
What?
Kraft would eventually become the head of the music department at 20th Century Fox.
What?
Mid-late 1990s, holding that position for a good 10 years. That's interesting.
We might have to look him up for the mini.
So.
Wait, we are in a mini.
We are
oh,
in
no.
A mini.
Inception.
Three levels deep. In the film, Danny Aiello plays the Italian criminal Tommy Fivetone. This could be seen as an in-joke at The Godfather Part 2, where Aiello's character, one of the Rosato brothers, attempts to murder Frankie Pantangelis, a.k.a. Frankie Five Angels.
I would have assumed it was a play on Tommy Two-Tone.
8675309. The code of my luggage.
Nope. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
The movie was filmed across 4 countries in 5 cities. New York City,
that's
Rome,
my favorite country.
Budapest, London, and Los Angeles.
Why were they in L.A.?
Yeah. That's weird.
It is weird. They must have been like, oh, Bruce Willis is filming something else.
Yeah.
We need to just go where he is.
Oh, Rick, since we were not a fan of Sandra Bernhard. Minerva Mayflower was not in the original drafts.
Oh, how did he ruin it?
Instead, it was a character named Marlene.
This came out because there was initially supposed to be a single antagonist, originally meant for a male actor. But the director, Michael Lehman, suggested casting Audrey Hepburn in the film.
And
the villain was subsequently rewritten as a villainess so that Hepburn could play that part. Negotiations between the producers and Hepburn broke down, but Bruce Willis suggested to take both villains from the earlier drafts and make them a couple.
Audrey Hepburn?
Audrey Hepburn.
How
when did she pass away?
1993.
Wow. Okay.
But I was going to say, how old was she when she passed away?
She
was young, right?
She was born in 1929. So.
Yeah, so she was young. She was only like 60-something.
64.
Yeah, so she was young. So she was only like 62-ish, 60? And this when is, they filmed it. So I, that would have been a good, I think that would have been a good role.
So on the other end of the spectrum, Bruce Willis had asked Famke Janssen to be considered for the role after seeing her in a Pantene television commercial. She screen tested for the role but was not cast. The two later acted opposite each other in Once Upon a Time in Venice from 2017.
She
must have been
heard of that
super
movie.
Young.
And that was last year.
Yeah. The final film featured William Conrad, who is the narrator, and he was also the narrator for the Rocky and Bullwinkle adventures in both Rocky and His Friends and The Bullwinkle Show. He retired after that and died in 1994, 3 years after the film's release.
That's sad. Be like, oh, I'm going to make my foray into film. It was so bad that I died.
The two security guards, Dean and Jerry, from the auction house, are presumably named after Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis.
I was
going to
say, that's funny.
Nope, they're named after two guys.
Dean and Jerry.
Dean Thomas.
Dean Kane.
Dean Thomas from Harry Potter.
Dean.
Jerry O'Connell.
Oh.
Named after them. A character O'Connell.
And a real life actor.
And a real life actor.
That's why finally, I said Dean Kane.
Under the spoilers section of the trivia, body count, 22.
Oh, that's fine.
Why is that under spoilers?
Well, because 22 people die.
Oh.
If you're counting as you go and you hit that 22nd, you'd be like, okay, well.
I wouldn't think anyone really died in this movie because it's just like.
Maybe it's just the amount of bodies that appear in the movie.
I can't think that 22
it's
people died.
Cartoony. Yeah.
Maybe it just means there's 22 people in the movie.
And then in the category of duh trivia fact, the characters Almond Joy, Butterfinger, Kit Kat, and Snickers are named after the popular candy bars of the same name.
Is that actually in the fun fact?
That is in the fact.
So they had to point out that the characters that are holding candy bars are named after the candy bars
of the same name
that they're holding.
Yep.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned the candy bars there, because despite not seeing the movie, I did see the description of our episode on my podcast feed, and I thought I would throw together a little King of the Thing.
King of the Thing! King of the Thing! King of the Thing!
Bobby!
Mrs.
Chip!
It's been a long time since we've seen Mrs. Chip.
We haven't seen Mrs. Chip. I wonder what she's up to. She's probably eating a chocolate chip.
Oh, chocolate bars. Chip! Cookie dough! Ice
Thomas
cream!
Muscles.
All the nooks and crannies and Thomas's English
Thomas.
Muffin!
Mrs. Chip has married Mr. Thomas and gone to America.
I'm Thomas Chip.
Thomas Chip.
He
visits you at night and puts chocolate chips under your pillow if you're a good boy.
I'll make you a chocolate chip English muffin.
New character. Anyway, so I realized that having not seen the movie and knowing nothing about it, I latched onto the fact that the description said candy bar gang.
Yeah, the candy bar gang with
so
David Caruso.
I thought it would be fun to take a walk down the candy aisle with you guys and determine the king of the candy aisle.
Brian is going to be the candy man. Who
so
take a sunshine?
with our last King of the Thing, we did a relatively abbreviated round. I think we only had 8.
I want a full one.
Oh yeah, we did. You want a full size, not a fun size.
I want a full
you don't
size.
Want a fun size.
You know what, Rick? I'll do you one better. This one's a king size.
Oh, nice.
We're going to keep the discussion quick on these ones because we have 32 candies. So we're going to start with our number one seed.
Oh.
Which, of course, is the Snickers bar.
Oh, okay. It is definitely number one.
It's a classic. It's
got to satisfies you.
Pretty much everything.
You get
for me.
Cranky and turn to Joe Pesci if you don't have one.
Oh.
And it's going up against the 32 seed, a local favorite. The Necco wafers.
Oh, God. Oh. Snickers. 100%.
Snickers, yeah. I was never a big fan of the
I
Necco
wafers.
I hated
them.
Yeah.
Like, the only reason it made the list is because it has the Massachusetts
was it
connection.
The pink one that like kind of tasted like Pepto-Bismol?
I think they all tasted like sawdust. So.
Like, it wasn't. It was just weird.
It's just chalk.
Yeah.
And now we have our 16 seed, the Almond Joy.
Oh, I love almonds. That has nuts, right?
I love
versus the 17 seed.
Mounds. I like Almond Joy because
I
like the nuts.
Yeah, I think I'd rather have the nuts in it, too.
Yeah.
So.
I think getting that little extra crunch is important.
I love Almond Joy.
Which is weird because I always thought mounds, like they'd be kind of curved and hilly, like they would maybe have nuts in it, too. Like,
nope.
Why was it called mounds?
Because it's just a mound
Why not just
coconut.
Flatties? That's awesome. You gotta make that's a candy
okay.
Bar.
I know we don't always do titles on these minis, but why not Flatties? Is the title of
no,
this episode?
I don't think that would be good to have people see that.
That is pretty awesome.
Flatty mayonnaise.
It rhymes.
Anyway, next we have our number 8 seed, the classic Hershey bar.
Yep.
Versus 25, Mike and Ike's.
See, you know what? This could
I
be
do like Mike and Ike.
I like Mike and Ike's, and I have to say, just a plain chocolate bar doesn't really do it for me.
What if
I'd rather have? I'd rather have something else in it.
What if you took that plain chocolate bar and that's the go-to chocolate bar you use in a s'more, though?
Yeah, but that's adding something.
So you're saying, but you're adding something. Because I'm mixing it up with something.
Yeah, exactly.
Else.
You know, when I'm
a plain chocolate is just. Plain
I do like just a regular Hershey bar.
When I'm
and sometimes
when I'm
they
looking
have
for a little
in them too.
Boost of energy, like a little sugar rush, I go to the Hershey bar.
Yeah, this is tough.
It's just plain
this is
to
tough
me.
One.
I like Mike and Ike. Mike and Ike's the fruity one, right? Not the
fruity. Yeah.
Not what was the other one that was like black licorice?
Good and Plenty.
Oh God,
yeah,
those
that
are
did
awful.
Not make the list.
Yeah.
I like Mike and Ike's there, but I don't know. I mean, I guess you're right. I'll let you. You choose.
I'm really leaning towards Hershey bar.
Yeah, Hershey bar takes it.
That's fine. It's fine.
That brings us to our number 9 seed, Reese's Pieces or Reese's Pieces.
No, I do not accept that pronunciation.
So, hold on. I like M&M's. I never
We're not talking about not those.
I know, but it's like I'm already negating it because I just don't like Reese's Pieces.
And so Reese's Pieces are the number 9 seed and our 24 seed, Gummy Bears.
Oh, Gummy Bears.
Bouncing here, oh, there, and everywhere.
I would have maybe put up Reese's Pieces as a bit of a fight, but I got to go with Gummy Bears.
All right.
Yeah. No, Gummy Bears.
Because so it's an all-encompassing gummy, right? Like, we don't have worms and other things on the list that are just other
forms. Gummy candies.
Other gummy candies, yeah.
But specifically
do you remember
for
the
when
sharks
we get
and the cherries?
Yes.
And
or
the strawberries.
Frogs.
The sharks, the cherries, those ones, I don't consider them the same because those are the ones that you'll get like out of the bins.
Yeah, I could eat just a big tin of gummy bears. I could house that thing.
Yeah, not the sugar-free ones.
Oh, God.
We have our number 4. Kit Kat.
Oh, I like a good Kit Kat.
Versus 29 seed, Pez.
Oh, Kit Kat.
Oh, yeah, I gotta go. I mean, I like the novelty of the Pez dispenser, but
no,
the candy's
it's not the
okay.
Candy.
The candy's okay, but
not
I mean,
Kit
Kat is just great. Give me a break.
I agree. I love a good Pez dispenser, and I'll eat the candy any day, but Kit Kat's probably one of my favorite
Did
candy
anyone
bars.
Ever have the limited when it comes out around Halloween, like the orange Kit Kats? They are so freaking good.
No.
Yeah.
Do they taste any different?
They taste like orangey a little bit.
They're probably just white chocolate.
Yeah,
white
it's probably just white chocolate.
Dyed
but
white
But they're really
chocolate.
Good.
All right. Now we have our 13 seed Starburst versus the 20 seed 100 Grand.
Starburst.
Oh, I'm going to have to go Starburst.
I love Starburst.
Even though
they have the yellows in there.
Is it banana?
It's lemon, but kind of put those off to the side sometimes. I can't even tell you the last time I had 100 grand.
It's got like
I've
what's
never
it's
had
got
100
like
grand.
The
100
it's like crispy. Isn't it got like crispy rice in it and stuff?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's really
well,
good.
I can think
and,
of
like,
better examples of that though.
No, I can like crackle is a
yeah,
I
crackle.
Like,
yeah.
I like
crackle
those
is
a little bit
example.
Better than 100. I think 100 grand is just too much of crackle.
Well, I mean, the 100 grand bar, it's like crackle around the sides,
yes.
But then the center is
like caramel, right?
Really
or
dense caramel.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Like, sometimes it's a little too chewy for my taste.
And on
yes,
the other side
I agree. It's
caramel.
Like almost Charleston Chew-esque.
Oh, yes. I am dancing.
But sometimes
right
it's good, you know. All right, that brings us to our number 5 seed, Rick's favorite, the M&M's.
Ah, yep, M&M's.
These are the classic M&M's.
Not peanut butter, not caramel. Just
correct,
classic.
Just classic M&M. And the number 28 seed, the Peppermint Patty.
Oh, Ooh. Peppermint Patty.
Really, Rick?
You disqualified
Reese's Pieces for not being M&M's.
Yeah, but the thing is, you put it up against Peppermint Patty, and I love, like, a good York.
Yeah, I like the Peppermint Patty, but I remember at one point in my life as a kid, I didn't like the Peppermint Patty.
Yeah, so
I
didn't
like that mint. Like, M&M's have always been
Your
there for
taste buds hadn't grown.
M&M's have always been there in good times or bad. So
I like a York.
I'm going to have to say M&M's here, so.
Sorry, Rick. It's going to be M&M's.
Which is what you want, Rick. We're just looking out for you.
No, I
Your
don't
best
want that.
Interest.
I want a York Peppermint Patty like, right now.
This King of the Thing is making us all
there
very
better be,
hungry.
There better be Junior Mints on this.
So our next one is our 12 seed Skittles.
Ah, yeah. Taste the Rainbow.
Versus our 21 seed, Take Five.
Oh, Skittles.
I don't think I've ever had a Take Five.
Oh, well, I drank a beer with a Skittle in it once.
Oh, we made Skittle Brew for you, Skittle Brow.
It yeah, gotta go with Skittle.
I will say the Take Five is quite the
It's good, but it's not tasty.
Is it? Okay.
Because it has not chocolate, pretzels, caramel, peanuts, and peanut butter.
It's loaded.
It's got five things.
It's like the Hudson Hawk of candy bars.
Five things.
Everything's thrown in there. Yeah, Skittles. I always go with a good fruity candy.
Oh, I could
candy.
Eat like 3 pounds
fruity
of
candy. Fruity candy.
So now we have our number two seed.
Go on.
The Reese's Peanut Butter Cup.
Oh, classic.
Versus the 31 seed, the Junior Mint.
Oh.
Peanut Butter Cup, come on. I go with that all day long.
You could.
Officer Reese's.
I'm not a huge fan
of my peanut butter and my chocolate.
I have to go,
my peanut butter.
Because you took away my York Peppermint Patty, I got to go with
took it away.
Junior Mints.
I will always go Peanut Butter
gotta
Cup.
Got to go Peanut Butter Cup.
I know.
Sorry, Rick, this round is not turning out for
turned
you.
My
in honor
Junior
of one of our local drinking establishments with a giant Peanut Butter Cup, too. Bit of tip of the cap.
All right. Now we have our 15 seed, the Sour Patch Kids.
Okay.
Versus 18, Milk Duds.
Oh, Sour Patch Kids. I hate Milk Duds.
I don't mind them, but
I know.
I'll go with the Sour Patch Kids as well.
No, it's just like a weird malty crunchiness that.
No, that's.
You're thinking of Whoppers.
Whoppers.
Oh, what's a Milk Dud?
Milk Duds are like caramel covered in chocolate.
Yeah.
Little caramel balls with chocolate on them.
They're good. They're good.
They're really good.
But I don't remember last time I had Milk Dud, so.
Sour Patch
Kids. I'll go with Sour Patch Kids.
All right.
Let's get a little bit of the sour aspect.
Yeah, I love them.
Into this bracket.
Add a little sour to this sweet.
Anything gummy.
So now we have our 7 seed, Nestle's Crunch.
Oh, that's good.
Versus
that's good.
26.
That's what we just, you know what we just, we said Crackle? Literally, Nestle Crunch is
it's
probably.
It's the same thing.
It's the same
it's
thing.
It's just a different
it's
company.
It's literally like the.
It's Hershey's version.
Number Crackle, one version.
Crackle did not make the list. Crackle is Nestle's Crunch adjacent, and it's nowhere near as good.
N-E-S-T-L-E-S, Nestle's makes the very best
chocolate.
So Nestle's Crunch versus 26 seed. Twix, which you can debate whether it's a cookie or a candy bar.
No. I like Nestle's Crunch, but I got to go with Twix. I've always loved a good Twix.
I was going to say, I have to go to Twix, too, because it's just the caramel.
Mini Twixes, like if you get a bunch of mini Twixes.
You can just eat the whole thing.
Just gets the hits the spot.
Did you ever do the peanut butter Twix?
I did like the peanut butter Twix.
See, Twix, Twix reminds me of my grandmother's house because she would always have a box of Twix in her cookie cabinet.
Okay.
So, to me, the Twix.
Did you not like your grandmother?
No, I loved my grandmother.
You did a lot of pranks on her.
I know. But she always had Twix.
Okay, so I feel like you would want that then.
Yeah, I loved Twix.
Oh, I thought you were going to argue against
it. It's where I argue that a Twix is more of a cookie to me than a candy bar.
You put it on the bracket.
I did. But it's always been more of a cookie to me because it was in her cookie cabinet.
Well, I'm counting as a candy because of the chocolate outside and the deliciousness and those commercials where they would stick them in their mouths to give himself just another 5 seconds to think of something to say.
All right, Twix takes it. Now we have our number 10. Nobody better lay a finger on my Butterfinger.
Bart Simpson commercials.
Before you continue on this, Butterfingers, I hated them because they got stuck in my teeth.
Oh, yes. They always did, yeah.
What do you think about the Butterfinger BBs?
I don't think I've ever had
those. I liked those because I felt like they were more manageable than a whole Butterfinger bar.
And I feel like the Butterfinger bar always fell apart.
Yes. Yep.
Like, you would take a bite, it would start crumbling up, the chocolate would fall off.
And I feel like the ratio of chocolate to, what was in the middle, toffee? What was it?
A peanut buttery crunch.
Yeah, I feel like it was a better ratio in the BB form.
Yeah. All right, well, it's the standard Butterfinger versus the 23 seed, the Jolly Rancher.
Oh, those would get stuck in your teeth, too.
I was just
going to
say.
This is the tooth sticking around.
I used to eat a lot of...
You can't handle the tooth.
I used to eat a lot of Jolly Ranchers like in middle school, but I can't say I really liked them.
I'm going to say I don't like them either. It's like a lollipop.
It's like a lollipop, but it's got a weirder consistency.
Let's go with Butterfinger. Yeah.
This is called the round that will lose to Twix.
Yeah. I don't think it's going to go on. Yeah, exactly.
No, I think there's a lot of contenders in there.
Next, we have Peanut M&M's.
Oh, they got their own category.
They're our number 3 seed.
Okay.
They ranked above regular M&M's.
Oh, I would agree with that.
And our number 30, shout out to Brian Cotlier, Toblerone.
Oh.
That's a reference no one will get.
What does it say? Wait, what was the first one again? I'm sorry.
Peanut M&M's.
And Toblerone.
And Toblerone.
I thought
Toby.
It was the...
I don't think
I thought
I
it
ever
was that the Toblerone was
Toblerone.
Too hoity-toity for me.
I mean, I guess I'm finding out that I don't really like peanut butter.
Well, it's not peanut butter. It's peanut.
It's just peanut.
No, you I like know. Nuts, don't you?
Yeah, that's true.
You like flatties, don't you?
Yeah.
Flatties and nuts.
All right, I'm gonna
hey,
go.
Would
go
you
with,
like my flatties nuts?
I'll go with the peanut
M&M's.
Peanut M&M's. And now we have our 14 seed Twizzlers.
Oh,
not Red Vines, specifically Twizzlers versus our number 19 seed.
I love Red Vines too, though.
The Three Musketeers.
I need to qualify something. I already know where I'm leaning, but I need a clarification. Straight up regular Twizzlers or the sour Twizzlers?
Straight up regular, not pull and peel.
Pull and peel's not even in the discussion. The sour ones.
No.
The yellow and red. Those are probably the best candy in the world.
Well, you didn't put them on the list.
Well, I was going to go with Twizzlers anyways because I was ever a big fan of the Three Musketeers bar.
I don't mind a fun size Three Musketeers bar.
You can eat a whole one.
But I can't. The whole one is just weird. Yeah. Twizzlers is 100% it.
Yeah. Like the fun size Three Musketeers, pop it in the freezer on Halloween. That's going to be okay, but there's no consistency there.
I remember getting them like a treat as a kid. Like my dad would buy like a package of Twizzlers, and I just remember being like, this is awesome.
Plus, have you ever used the Twizzler as a straw?
I was gonna say something.
Red
that,
Vines,
something
not
that I
Twizzlers.
Always did as I did it with Twizzlers.
I did
it always
Twizzlers
got
too.
Stuck with Twizzlers.
No,
the hole wasn't big enough.
One of the things I used to do that people would think was really weird because one of the things I would drink as the Twizzler straw, I would drink orange juice with it.
Ugh.
Seems awkward to me.
Moving on, we have our 6 seed Milky Way.
Okay, Milky Way. I always felt that was the lesser Snickers.
It was the lesser because it didn't have the peanuts.
Yeah.
So we have the 6 seed Milky Way versus 27 seed Nerds.
Nerds. Well, Nerds used, when I was a kid, I loved Nerds as is, but I used to always, my go-to at Dairy Queen was the Nerds Blizzard, which was Nerds inside
That's right.
vanilla.
I remember that. Yeah, that was awesome.
Yeah, so, you know, Milky Way, like I said, it's the lesser Snickers. I'm going with Nerds.
Yeah, I'm
going
to go with Nerds.
All right, Nerds takes it.
Wasn't there like a takeoff of Nerds at one point called like Dweebs?
Nerds made
something
called
Dweebs. Yeah, Dweebs, yeah.
I'll have to look that up for the mini that, for
the mini
Brian,
that, we're in.
That Brian's
that we're
talking
in.
About.
That we're currently in.
So this is the final round one matchup. Baby Ruth.
Baby Ruth, Rocky Road.
Versus the Heath Bar.
See, so the Heath Bar is part of my absolute favorite dessert ever.
Oh, Heath Bar Crunch? Is that a dessert?
Now, I don't know if it is, but it's the same phrase that popped into my mind.
No. isn't that the name of the thing? Is just
I thought
the
that's the name of the thing at Dairy Queen. Is there something called the Heath Bar Crunch?
I thought Heath Bar.
A lot of these are related to Dairy Queen for me.
I thought Heath Bar was called like Heath Bar Crunch, wasn't it?
I don't
you
know.
At some point, I think Ben and Jerry's was Heath Bar Crunch, and now it's Vanilla Toffee Bar Crunch.
Okay.
Possibly.
What's the dessert, though, Rick? We're in suspense.
What is your favorite
What's
dessert?
Your favorite dessert that has the Heath Bar?
An ooey gooey sticky
toffee this?
Cake.
Where would you get this dessert from? A 7-layer dip with
is
guacamole?
Is it a trifle?
Yes.
Oh, a trifle.
You guessed correctly.
I couldn't think
of the name. But no, I love a trifle. I could eat like the whole, like, you know,
I
the
do like a
dish?
Good trifle. But again, if we're saying before when I was talking about s'mores, you're adding things to it.
I know.
So let's talk about it.
Yeah, but your I'm s'mores thing got it for the chocolate.
I'm calling the Baby Ruth.
Why,
I like
though?
A so, I like a Baby Ruth.
I think I'm finding out more and more that just Snickers is my go-to. Like
Which
peanuts,
is that guy? That's got peanuts in it as
anything,
well.
Anything else
Snickers
with peanuts?
Snickers is
like,
the
eh.
maximum amount of peanuts Rick wants.
Yeah, he'll never try a payday bar. That would just be like he'd go
isn't
into
that,
a seizure.
Isn't that like
that's got
Baby
like the
Ruth?
Most peanuts in it.
Isn't it
so, Mark,
Baby Ruth?
Your vote is Baby Ruth. Rick, and your vote.
I think it's going to be Baby Ruth, too, because I think Heath Bar is right up there with Butterfinger in which it gets stuck
in your
teeth.
It's very similar.
It's one of those. It's one of those ones where I don't have anything against it.
Right.
But on its own, it's too much of itself.
Yes. Yeah. I agree with
like,
that.
Like, very much like the Three Musketeers.
Yep.
Like, when you're just having that, it's too much of itself. Right, Baby Ruth?
The one with Charlie Sheen, right?
Yes. And Oliver Platt.
Ah.
Yes. Have we done that one?
No, we haven't.
We should do
and
that.
And it has a
Kiefer Sutherland.
It has that great Bryan Adams, Rod Stewart, and Sting song.
Was it all for one and all for love? Well, there's no one that you know. You just let your feelings show.
Okay,
like,
so
like
now,
a perfect one.
Yeah.
Now we have Snickers versus Almond Joy.
Oh, are we in round two now?
We're in round
Snickers
two.
Versus what?
Snickers.
Almond Joy.
Oh, yeah, Snickers.
And then we have the Hershey Bar versus Gummy Bears.
Gummy Bears.
Gummy Bears.
Bouncing here and there and everywhere. Kit Kat versus Starburst.
Oh.
Ooh, this is going to be an interesting one.
I'm going to go with Kit Kat because I like Kit Kat. I like Starburst, but you got to unwrap them. And that just takes so long.
And you have to take out the yellows, so there's like one quarter of the things I don't enjoy out of the Starburst.
Yeah, like
so.
if it was just the all pink version.
Yeah, the all reds or whatever. Yeah, we're going with Kit Kat.
Kit Kat. Then we have, this is a good matchup, M&M's versus Skittles.
Oh, Skittles.
I'm going with Skittles, especially because I know peanut M&M's is out there.
Then we have Peanut Butter Cups. And Sour Patch Kids.
Peanut Butter Cup.
No.
Peanut Butter Cup time. Peanut Butter Cup time. Peanut Butter Cup. Peanut Butter Cup. Peanut Butter Cup.
Rick, what's your vote?
I'm going to go with Sour Patch Kids.
I'm going to...
Yeah, I know. You're going to go with Peanut Butter
Cup. I love the Peanut Butter Cup. I'm going to go with Sour Patch Kids.
Yes!
Just because Mark did that song.
I sang that song, though.
Yes. I like that even better.
As predicted, we have the round of what we'll lose to Twix. Twix versus Butterfinger.
Twix. Oh, yeah. There was no question there.
Then we have peanut M&Ms versus Twizzlers.
Ooh.
I'm going to go with Twizzlers.
Sour Twizzlers, I would pick that, but I'm going with peanut M&Ms.
I'm going peanut M&Ms, too.
I like Twizzlers.
I do, too.
I like them, too, but, I mean, here's the thing. I feel like I'm getting on a campaign here that the sour Twizzlers are, like, the best thing of all time, and I could just eat packages and packages, but the regular Twizzlers, after a while... It just becomes repetitive if you eat a lot of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's when you stop.
No.
That, you just get diabetes.
To round off round two, we have
diabetes.
Nerds versus Baby Ruth.
Oh, Nerds.
Nerds.
100%.
As Ogre would say.
I used to love trying to, like, eat the whole box of Nerds. Like,
yeah.
It was
they
amazing.
Had different flavors.
Oh, remember Pop Rocks?
Remember the Nerds rope?
Remember Pop Rocks?
Yeah.
They were like Nerds, but like they just exploded.
They never tasted good, though.
No, they didn't.
That was,
but
they
it was,
just had a
it was,
gimmick.
It was the same.
Nerds were at least good.
Yeah.
And then we have round three. So we're starting with Snickers versus Gummy Bears.
These are always hard to judge because you get chocolate and you get fruit. It depends on like which one you're in the mood for at the time. It's like, do I want the fruity thing?
Oh, I love gummy stuff, but I love Snickers.
I love Snickers too. Yeah.
I don't know.
If you're at the,
I don't know what I if
you're,
I was,
you're at CVS, you're at the checkout line, which
I
one
think,
do you grab?
I think I would grab gummy bears.
I feel like I would grabbing something just for me, I'm gonna grab a Snickers. Like if I'm grabbing gummy bears, I feel like I'm gonna share them with people.
Mm. I feel like it's a better family treat.
Oh, so you like the sharing aspect of it.
Well, here's the thing.
I'll just point out, Snickers is the number one seed. Gummy Bears was 24.
I understand, and this is weighing on me. But if I'm going to the movies, I'm not going to buy a Snickers bar.
I might.
I'm going to buy a bag of Gummy Bears.
I don't think they even sell a Snickers bar. I think they got
the minis,
yeah, the
too,
little
like
Snicker
the little
minis.
Mini ones. So.
But those are not what's up here.
No. No, I'm going to throw it out. I'm just going to go gummy bears.
And I'm going to go Snickers.
Why?
If I eat a Snickers, I feel good and satisfied. If I eat a lot of gummy bears, I feel gross.
I feel like that's the terrible.
I don't want Snickers to be out.
I'm the same way, but I also want the Cinderella story gummy bears.
I think there's other ones.
And then the final song for this episode could be the gummy bears theme song.
As you know, I love gummy. Given Mark many a gummy item
you have
for birthdays.
Gummy Darth Vader. Gosh.
Gummy stormtroopers. Yeah. Gummy bats.
Gummy bats.
The shared
gummy bat.
That is an amazing day.
I've shown up to your house with a 1 pound bag of assorted gummies from Wegmans on many occasions. But I think I gotta go Snickers.
I'm not disappointed. I'm just
you're just sad.
I felt like if anyone could take down Snickers, it'd be gummy bears.
No, I feel like there's other things on the list.
No, not to me.
You know what?
Snickers has got it now. That's
I'm
why
going
I'm kinda...
gummy bears. I'm going gummy bears.
Whoa! We're changing it up.
I'm going gummy bears because I think I have more of a history with the gummy.
I think
I would give you that. I would give you that.
I think I've
you don't like show up to someone's house with like a Snickers bar.
If you do, you're kind of an ass.
Yeah, because you didn't bring any for me.
But if you can Lady and the Tramp it.
But you can show up with a 1 pound bag of gummies from Wegmans. You can have gummy sharks. You can have gummy bears. You can have gummy worms. So
and you can Lady and the Tramp those.
And you
too.
Can Lady and the Tramp all of those.
You get the butt. I get the head. We'll meet in the torso.
On right. The gummy worm, it's hard to tell which one's which.
All right, so gummy bears. Takes
gummy,
it.
Okay.
An upset. Okay, and then we have Kit Kat versus Skittles.
Oh, no. A safe scenario.
Oh, God. I have to go with Skittles.
I got to go with Skittles. Too.
Oh, I was going to go Kit Kat.
No,
on this one.
Skittles to me is that's it.
I was leaning Kit Kat. I would love.
In college. A friend of mine and I drove down to Florida. So this is from Massachusetts. We drove to Florida in literally like 24 hours drive time. So literally we did not stop.
Yep.
And all we did was have Coca-Cola.
Okay.
Coca-Cola and Skittles. And that's how we got down to Florida. Even after that, you'd think like, oh my God, he's going to be sick of something. I don't have Coca-Cola that much anymore. I will still eat Skittles.
Sometimes the candy shell on the Skittle, like maybe I just get some bad ones, but like sometimes
shell's
weird. A little too hard. Sometimes they're malformed.
It did not meet quality control. Is what you're saying.
I feel like M&M's have much higher standards.
Quality control.
But M&M's are not on in the running. No. So my personal favorite, the Kit Kat, falls to the Skittle.
I'm sorry, we did upset
home,
the Snickers. That's how the bracket falls.
On your way home, just stop and get a Kit Kat.
From a guy on the side
And I'm
of
just
going
to take a bite out of it. I'm not even going to rip them off one by one.
Counter.
I just take a bite from the side.
Yeah. Like stare
and then give it back.
Stare
at it back.
Stare at them. Leave it on the counter. It'd be like a recovering Kit Cat.
Oh, yes.
All right. Now, next we have our 15 seed, the Sour Patch Kid.
Oh, okay.
Versus our 26 seed.
Oh, is it the highest seed?
The Twix.
Twix,
oh,
baby.
Twix. Oh, Twix has got this.
This is going just the way you want it, Brian.
Oh. We have our number 3 seed, the Peanut M&M.
Yeah. Ooh.
Versus number 27, Nerds.
Oh, man. I love both of these.
I feel like it's peanut M&Ms.
I don't know.
I don't know. Nerds was like my candy as a kid. That was my go-to.
Can I take a break and go upstairs and get a package of Nerds and we'll see how it tastes?
And crunch upon it.
But do we have peanut M&Ms to...
Yeah, we gotta balance
it out.
We would have to balance it.
Shut up, Brian.
Yeah.
We don't have peanut M&Ms in this household.
I'm sorry, Rick. I've made my decision. Peanut M&Ms.
Since Brian's leaning that way, it doesn't even matter what my vote is. I vote exactly. Toblerone.
Okay.
Oh,
bring
real
it
upset.
Back.
So now we have our final four.
Bitto honey.
And this has worked out quite well because now we have a fruity and a chocolatey bracket.
Oh, good.
Which,
if I had
that's
tried,
fun.
If I had thought earlier, I would have designed the whole thing around that, but I didn't.
It just worked out that way.
It worked
way.
Out that way. Yeah. So the final four, we have gummy bears and Skittles.
I go Skittles.
Oh, is this against each other?
Yes, gummy bears versus Skittles.
I'm going to go with Skittles. Because you know what? You still satisfy the fruitiness.
You still get the fruit
and
the crunch.
Little crunch, little
and
gumminess.
Little gumminess in the middle.
Yeah. Skittles.
Skittles.
Kind of hits it. All right, go.
Then we have Twix versus peanut M&Ms.
Oh, Twix.
Twix.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
100%.
Wow.
I'm not a huge fan of peanut M&Ms, nor am I a huge
peanut
fan.
M&Ms.
Well,
we know
your feelings about
M&Ms,
peanuts.
But
final round, we have the...
Twix.
Things.
Is this final four or
this
final?
This is final. Final.
Oh.
Twix versus Skittles.
We have number 12 versus number 26. Number 12, Skittles versus 26, Twix.
Oh, I was not expecting it to go this way. Wow. How the bracket weaves.
It's all because of dropping the Snickers.
I guess it kind of depends on... Well, no. You know what? I'm going to say I will go to the store, and if I'm buying something for myself, I still would probably pick out a Skittles bag. And if I'm buying something for many people, I would buy a larger Skittles bag.
I mean, I was going to say...
I like Twix. I do. I really do. In fact, fun size is good.
Rick.
I'm going to go Skittles. The only reason why is because I hate the freaking new commercials they have with the left Twix, right Twix.
Yeah.
I have eaten so many of them.
You know what,
I have
Rick?
Never
I'm
been.
I'm going to go with you for Skittles just because there's
We
more...
don't want to have Brian vote.
Well, well, Brian, what were you
What
thinking?
Were you going to go with?
I was going to vote for Kit Kat.
Because I was going to say Kit Kat wasn't an option. But you get more variety with the Skittles.
Yeah.
Because you can get the tropical. You can get
oh,
the,
yeah. Keep
those
going.
Aren't on the table. It's just a classic.
Well, that wasn't specified.
No.
But even in the bag, you get more variety.
Yeah, I'm going to go with
I will
Skittles.
Say Skittles are what's in my candy jar at work currently.
Yeah. Okay.
So there you go.
And as soon as they run out, they're being replaced by M&Ms, and everyone that steals from my candy jar is going to be surprised because they're going to be expecting that fruity taste, and then it's just chocolate.
And the thing that puts it over the top, when I played Little League Baseball and went up to the plate, my nickname for my team was, "Let's go, Diddle Skittles. Let's go."
But that
for your team?
That reminds me of a story. One time in college, I bought a thing of Red Vines at Target.
Delicious. And Moxie.
And it had a little story on the Red Vine label. The story was about a Little League team where the coach would bring a tub of Red Vines.
Oh.
And then
was
one
that
time
my Little League team? Because I think we
it
used
might have
to
been,
eat tub of Red
but
Vines.
But one time when one of the guys I was living with was being intimate with an acquaintance, I decided that I would just read the story out loud to them through the door.
Oh.
I think I was inebriated.
That reminds me of two candies that we didn't add to the list that I'm surprised. Stories makes me think of Laffy Taffy.
Yes.
And then Airheads.
Both of them were in consideration.
Oh, Airheads.
But I needed to put on Necco wafers.
All right, so Skittles, king of the thing.
Congratulations.
King of the thing.
You don't sound as excited.
Yeah.
I will say, you know, since there is controversy over whether Twix is a candy or a cookie.
Well,
you know,
I was going to say, you got to be happy about that.
Skittles is, but it's not a bar.
All right, gentlemen, any kind of final thoughts on Hudson Hawk or candy bars?
I don't even have first thoughts.
You don't have first thoughts. What about you, Rick? I know you're very hungry.
Yes, for Skittles.
And I can go for some peanut M&Ms.
Well, I will say, Robert Kraft.
Yeah, what's he done?
We'll do one, Where Have They Gone? Oh, where have these actors gone? Oh, where could they be?
Probably not famous anymore.
Let's see. He was on the soundtrack for Tailspin. He was the producer of Spin It.
Tailspin. It's funny because we brought
Adventures
up Gummy Bears.
Of the Gummy Bears.
Oh, my God. That's a crazy coincidence.
Well, these coincidences are too big to go on.
Yes.
So on that note, thanks, Cinemaniacs, for listening to this episode of the $5 Bin Podcast. I'm Mark, and for Rick and Brian, just remember, you can always paint the grass green. Good night.
Goodbye.
Dashing and daring, courageous and caring, faithful and friendly with stories to share. All through the forest, they sing out in chorus, marching along as their song fills the air. Gummy bears bouncing here and there and everywhere. High adventure that's beyond compare. They are the gummy bears.
Ding dong.
There's someone at the door saying ding dong, Rick.
Ding dong.
What should we do?
You should probably look out the door first.
Well, the door's made of wood.
Ding dong.
Don't you have a peephole?
I don't have a peephole. Oh, there's someone knocking on the coffee table.
Oh, well, now we should probably open it.
Hello?
Oh, no.
Hello, my name is Thomas Cheap. I live down the street, and I'm selling some candy for money. Would you be interested in any flatties? I have lots of flatties that I must sell so I can get my candy bar badge.
How much are they?
They're $800 each.
What's in your flatties?
Well, my flatties, they're kind of like mounds. They have no nuts, so I felt like they should be called flatties instead. They're called Thomas Chip's Flatties. Please, please. My mother is crazy. She talks like Christopher Walken. I need money to buy my own apartment. I need to move out. Please, please support Thomas Chip. No, better yet, can I just live with you? Do you have any extra room? Can I stay in your attic?
Thomas!
I'll pay my rent in flatties.
Thomas, what are
oh,
you
no.
Thomas?
My mother's coming.
Are you
please.
Hanging out with Bobby?
Take the flatties and hide me. He was never seen again.
Do you accept credit cards?
Thanks, Cinemaniacs, for listening to this mini-episode of the $5 Bin Podcast. And join us next time for our next full movie reviews it. You can find us on the social interwebs. Tweet us at the number 5 Bin POD. Like us on Facebook or email us at the $5bin.podcast@gmail.com. Download and subscribe to all our episodes in iTunes. And when you do, why not leave a nice rating and review? Helps others to find the podcast as well. Why, thank ya! For information about Brian and my improv organization, Natick Improv, and upcoming workshops and performances, like our July 13th show, you can visit natickimprov.com or like Natick Improv on Facebook. A big thanks once again to Jenny Weech and Jeff Kimball for the $5 Bin theme song. And until next time, Cinemaniacs, hasta la vista, Baby Ruths or Flatties.